Donald Trump has done has been good for the country. So he ain't going to be able to turn the clock back much, but fellas. And if they attempt an impeachment trial, we're going to have a lot of pushback in this country. I want to use the R word, but I'm not going to use it because the NSA probably flagged me and listened to me the rest of my life.
Well, Red Top, I appreciate the call, man.
Later, Red Top. Man.
Randy from Snowden, real quick, you'll be the last call today.
All right, I'll make it quick. I just wanted to let y'all know that that guy that called a few calls back, Joey, that said, you know, that young people need to get together. Well, the millennials, there probably will be a young candidate this next time, but 4 years ain't a long time, but a day is. And saying that, I agree with him on that aspect of his conversation. What I don't agree with, real quick, is that he put Jack in the conversation with you as you young guys, and Jack is older. Jack is older than a Jack is older than a JFK bumper sticker.
I'll pass it along to him. Thanks, Randy.
Take care, Randy.
Oh wow, what a! And I'm also waiting on you, Gen Xers, Eddie.
What do you want me to do?
Oh, it's always about millennials or boomers. What? And you Gen Xers sitting back like...
We're busy paying for all the crap that you guys are doing.
It's time to step up and be leaders.
I'm too busy paying, Joey. Taxes, man.
Thank you, Eddie.
See you, Joey.
Thank you all for listening. Dan Morris and the Dan Morris Show is next.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Jill Nato. The Washington Post says the FBI's warned law enforcement of a potential threat from lone wolves and adherents to the far-right group QAnon, who may head to Washington for the presidential inauguration of Joe Biden. This is thousands of National Guard troops swarm the city. Major General William Walker.
We want to make sure that everybody in this bubble of security that we're providing has the privilege to be there.
Most of the inaugural events are expected to be virtual. President Trump reported to be ready to issue as many as 100 pardons and commutations soon, but who's on that list?
Some, like rapper Lil Wayne and former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh, seem fairly likely, while others, like former NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, seem less certain at best.
Fox's Kevin Cork. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a good forecast today. The warming trend continues today. Good bit of sunshine. High temperature up to about 64. Tonight, in the overnight hours, a weak front drifts through the area. An isolated shower is possible in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low 45. Tomorrow, low 60s. Dry day. More sun. Then showers likely Thursday night into Friday will be in the lower 60s. Saturday, the best rain chances move south to the coast. Should be a drier day and mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting Sunday night. Authorities have charged 28-year-old Dante Hardy with murder in the death of 24-year-old Kendarius Swain. The shooting happened in the 200 block of Bradley Drive. Alabama State University is closing its campus through Thursday ahead of possible protests downtown. Students living on campus are encouraged to not go into the downtown areas. Online classes will continue as normal. However, in-person classes are suspended. And two more MPS schools are going virtual because of increasing coronavirus cases. Garrett Elementary and Fitzpatrick Elementary are now under a mandatory quarantine for 14 days. MPS officials say these schools will now start virtual learning. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
America's kids are returning to class, in school, and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough for kids who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers. But Communities in Schools is helping by putting caring adults in schools to connect with kids. And now, we're reaching beyond school walls. Tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning, doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed. For more information, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customers. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Plus 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage and more. All on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See mobile protect terms and conditions at asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen. who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
If you want to reach us, I'm going to have 171 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
Good. Very good.
A little warmer than it was when you walked in here.
Yeah. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. It's, Benji and I are enjoying life. Benji's a handful, though, I'll tell you that. He gets out and he loves galloping through the mud. We call him the mud dog, the mud-a-doodle, poor kid. And I have to say, I got a little pan for him, put his paws in the pan and rinse them off. It's like, I don't know if you've ever at church done what they call it, foot washing.
Oh, right.
But it's a paw washing. And he looks up at me with a very angelic face. Thank you for doing that. And then our trick is whenever he comes into the house, there's food waiting for him in the kitchen. So he gallops through with wet, muddy paws and messes up all the floors. And I sit there and mop. I got to teach him how to mop. Maybe I'll tie a mop to his tail and have him drag it to the house. That would work. Okay, 272-9228. That's where we are. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket drawing. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then, there's the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card drawing. We do that on Thursday at 105 when John Williams himself calls in. So get in on those drawings. Very few people are in those drawings. I'll be leaving early today for my echocardiogram. Not too early. I'll be leaving like 20 minutes before the show's over. Handing the reins over to Joey San, and we're going to get right to work here. Let me see Z-Clips. Man, there's so much going on. Hey, did you know there's an inauguration tomorrow?
Really?
Yeah.
Apparently it's going to be a 5-day celebration of American unity.
Who told you that?
The Biden folks.
The Biden folks had 5 days of unity?
Of American history and song. And then, we'll watch the flags.
Countdown races, 5 months long. No, I want one of those spirituals. I get no kick from champagne.
Well, it's funny, if you do look at the old American song canon, some of the lost songs, like anti-war songs during World War II, and FDR said, "I love war," or "I hate war, and so does Eleanor. We won't be free until we all are dead." And there's some stuff out there that, you don't know that's like, man, history's
one,
interesting.
One, two, three, what are we fighting for? I grew up during that time. Okay. So, man, we have got so much going on here. It's unbelievable. But let's start out with kind of a faux pas, if you may say. Representative Cohen, I'm going to play Jim Jordan talking about him first. And Jim Jordan's going to be talking about the caravan. Jim Jordan is going to be in a whole bunch of areas that I like. Caravan, Congressman Cohen from Tennessee, and Hillary and Nancy Pelosi. Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi say the craziest thing on a podcast. Where do you hear this? Let's start out with Jim Jordan on the caravan.
I want to start with something that we started this hour with that's been in focus, and then we'll move forward. Sure. The caravans. How much of it was anticipated? How much of it is a surprise at this point?
I don't think it's a surprise at all. I think President Biden, or soon-to-be President Biden, indicated that he was going to relax the immigration changes that President Trump had put in place that I think served our country well. He indicated that several weeks back. And so I think this was entirely to be expected. And obviously it's happening. We're seeing it form our southern border. We'll see where we go, what the Biden administration does now that you have this influx of people coming to our southern border, particularly at a time. The other thing, Harris, is when you think about the virus itself. So we'll see how they handle it.
I mean, our reporter mentioned Title 42, you know, that blanket halt on people because of COVID-19. You got to have a really good reason to relieve that, I would think, and a good plan. We'll see, as you said. Okay, I want to turn to this now.
Particularly, Harris, if you're going to continue to put all kinds of mandates, keep people from going to church, going to work, going to school, go to loved ones' funerals that, you know, can't get together on things, if that's going to continue on American citizens, but at the same time you're going to allow immigrants to just come across the border, I mean, on our southern border in this caravan, I don't think the American people appreciate that. And it goes into this one thing I think so many Americans have trouble with this town, and it's the double standard. One set of rules that we all regular people have to abide by, but a different set, it seems, for some of the elite members of the Democrat Party.
Yes, that is so true. Now, it's interesting, if this were a Republican, I would say he is setting himself up for failure. But knowing that the media will probably pull his, you know what, out of the ditch. Think about this. So he said the thing about the caravans or about immigration, no deportation for 100 days. You have 8,000+ people moving from the Central America versus Mexico up to our border in Texas all the way over to California. So what is that going to look like? Where's the media going to be covering that? Because if that were somebody else, they'd be covering that 24 hours a day. So you have that. Then you have the promise of 100 million shots in the arm in the first 100 days. That's got failure written all over it. Because you've gotten the vaccines out, but basically the state that's done the most is West Virginia, and they're in the high 60%. You have states like Alabama, who's done the worst, who's in the high 20%. So how do you get 100 million shots in arms in 100 days? And if you're doing it yourself and you're trying to get the military to do it, good luck with that. They're not military bases like all over the place like you think that they are. So he's got that. He's got the COVID stimulus package and adding to the debt, the immigration. He's got this cabinet he's got to get through. The cabinet's kind of going to Wackyville. I mean, I was listening to part of the hearing today. I'm going like, man, the guy that was basically selling green cards, and who his answer was, well, there's a whole lot of things that I do that people just don't know about. And so they're just taking a little bit of something and really talking about that, only that. I would never say to Congress, there's a whole lot of things I do that people don't know about. That's not the right thing to say. So all of this is kind of coming into this line, this trajectory of failure. If he was a Republican, he would have failure written all over it. And they would be saying, he can't do all of that. Mm-hmm. But the media is going to go, oh, Joe Biden is such a wonderful uniter.
He's the light bringer.
Okay, so then we get to Congressman Cohen from Tennessee. Let me try that again. Congressman Cohen. Let me take a break. Because we need to really hit him when he comes back right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM. He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Earnest Financial LLC presents
Did You Know? Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement, the money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Ernest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
It's switching season, that time of year when you say goodbye to slow, expensive internet and hello to super fast internet from WOW. Now starting at just $29.99 a month. It's the most wonderful deal of the year from the most wonderful provider in town. But hurry, switching season ends soon. Get super fast internet with no contracts for just $29.99 per month. And find out how you can get a $200 Visa card at WOWWay.com. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change. Contact WOW for full details.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Ah, yes. This was a great album, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Hush. Okay, 272-9228, reminder, Mortgage Corporation of the South, that great place up on the mountaintop in Wetumpka. Go by and see John Williams and the whole gang at Mortgage Corporation South. They're going to take care of you. They took care of moi, and they can do the same for you. So give them a call, 567-9000. If you have VA, FHA, conventional loan, particularly VA, that is the easiest, simplest, cheapest loan you can do. They're doing the refinance, and they're going to ask you a couple questions, tell you what your rate will be, and tell you how much you can save. That easy. You got it in the threes. Give them a call, 567-9000. Mortgage Corporation South, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Okay, back to Jim Jordan. Let me talk about this congressman from Tennessee. This is the guy who ate the chicken at the... at the hearing.
Yeah, he had some KFC or something up there.
Yeah, at the KFC, they had the little ceramic chicken.
Oh, and apparently people, years ago, I remember doing this story, people thought he had a mistress. Turns out it was his daughter from, like, a long-ago tryst. And, he's an interesting character, this Steve Cohen guy.
Yep. Let's listen to Jim Jordan and this guy.
Now, despite defense officials saying that they've seen no evidence to point of a possible insider attack at the inauguration, one House Democrat is lobbing this out there.
The guard is 90-some-odd percent, I believe, male. About 20% of white males voted for Biden. You got to figure that in the guard, which is predominantly more conservative, and I see that on my social media, and we know it, they're probably not more than 25% of the people that are there protecting us who voted for Biden. The other 75% are in the class that would be the large class of folks who might want to do something.
Wow. As a person of color who grew up a military dependent, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Harris, you know the kind of sacrifice military families make. Your late father, the service he gave to our country, that is just ridiculous. These are one of the things I try to do when I walk by the law enforcement here on Capitol Hill, when I walk by the military who are here today and have been here for now several days, is give them a thumbs up and thank them for what they do. And the idea that you're going to have a member of Congress who has been protected by these folks then say those things just makes no sense. And again, I think the vast, vast majority across this country understand what our men and women in uniform do for us and what they're doing to protect the Capitol this week and tomorrow when we have this peaceful transition of power that we've always had in this nation. I think it offends countless number of Americans, those comments by my colleague.
Do you remember when in Seattle they were bringing in people from customs and they talked about using military in Portland and such. You remember how the Democrats went crazy? Do you remember when they were talking about fencing in Seattle around the federal building? Or no, that was in Oregon. And the Hatfield building.
Yeah, in Portland, yeah.
And they went nuts. So you can't make a federal building look like an armed camp. Guess what the Capitol looks like? An armed camp. Looks like a prison, friends of mine tell me.
Yeah. And they're shutting down bridges like you laid out yesterday. It's like three concentric circles and wider radius. I mean, it's serious.
Yeah, all the tunneling that goes from when you come off the 14th Street Bridge and you take a little bit of a piece of a highway, then you go underneath the National Mall, and then you come out on the other side by the Labor Department building. That tunnel is closed, which means that if you're going to go to Maryland, you got to go all the way around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. A little out of the way. Just a tad.
Apt name, then.
One of our jointly favorite presidents. God. We're going to have to do a whole show on Woodrow Wilson Day.
Yeah. I'll have to prepare for that.
We'll have to take some anti-nausea drug. But they didn't like the fencing. They didn't like the military wanting to be there. They didn't like the extra police being there. But what are they doing now? Well, fencing and military and extra policing. Demanding it. Let's see what we got here. Red Top? Early? What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
Red Top, did your paint go away or something?
I'm left-handed, born on the 13th. That's what's wrong with me.
Okay.
Ain't no fixing these problems.
Right. That explains a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, we just have to try to modify the situation so I can comply. And that's too complicated for me for compliance. And it's so ironic. 4 years ago, Donald Trump ain't scared of nothing. He's walking straight down Pennsylvania Avenue with his wife, makes a tremendous speech. Donald Trump wasn't guilty of nothing, was he? He was true to his heart. He meant what he said. These Democrats are paranoid as hell because they're guilty. They have done bad things to a lot of people, and they have damn good reason to be guilty. And it shows how insecure these people are. And to come out and say against the folks in the National Guard and the military is really an insult.
Yeah, let me tell you, this is somebody who is totally, and this is, you know, he's from Tennessee. This guy is nuts. He's totally disconnected with society.
Yes, and, you know, these guys don't have a grip on reality, man, and they're not going to be getting any better grip than they have now as time goes on. I heard an interview with Leon Panetta this morning. They really don't have anywhere to go, Dan. Donald Trump has fixed a lot of stuff really good and permanently. And I'm ashamed of our government putting a green zone around the Capitol building. I'm literally ashamed of it. Donald Trump didn't have those problems. He got the Secret Service working for him. And, you know, I'm tired of the state Capitol being closed too and barricaded off. That's been most of this damn year, man. Let's get it on, guys. You're going to help barricade the... there's no help for the people, just the government.
Yeah, don't say let's get it on, because they're going to say you're inciting a riot.
Oh, no. I just earlier when I called Joey, I was about to use the R word, but I didn't. So we're peaceful, but we're a hell of a lot smarter than they are. And as I said yesterday, that's not real tough to do. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thanks for your time. Steve, coming back to you after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
License number 15033.
Hello, this is Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, and I want to tell you about advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. I made the decision to advertise with Blue Water about 2 years ago and have seen the results daily. The Blue Water team has truly become family to me and always ready to help.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a good forecast today. The warming trend continues today. Good bit of sunshine. High temperature up to about 64. Tonight, in the overnight hours, a weak front drifts through the area. An isolated shower is possible in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low 45. Tomorrow, low 60s. Dry day. More sun. Then showers likely Thursday night into Friday will be in the lower 60s. Saturday, the best rain chances move south to the coast. Should be a drier day and mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
2729228, that's where we are. Okay, Valentine's Day is coming up here, gentlemen. You got a special someone you want to impress with some bling? Dylan Rings with the bling. 119 Brown Springs Road, coming from AUM towards Atlanta Highway on your right-hand side, right before you get to the Atlanta Highway. Now, I'm going to tell you something about Leslie. You go in and tell her, I want to spend this amount of money, and I want to get something really good. She'll ask you a couple of questions about the person you're buying it for, and she will help you pick out something that will be impressive. I have on good authority that she did help somebody out. They did exactly what I just said. They did the amount and found something was a little bit over there, and she said, I'll take care of that for you. That's the kind of person Leslie and Josh are. She is a great shopper. She can look at that from a woman's viewpoint and make it happen for you. Dylan Wings. 334-215-3669, 119 Brown Springs Road. Let's go to Steve. Steve-o.
Good afternoon, Dan.
How's the captain?
The captain is sitting tall in these troubled waters.
I bet captain is a go-to person for you now, isn't he?
He is. The patch, you know, the skullduggery, all that stuff that's going on right now. You've got to keep well stocked, blah, blah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we still need to go do some Mexican food.
This is true, Dan. We need to get up there and get us the margaritas are excellent there.
I heard that. I'm a cerveza person, and their Dos Equis is really good there.
Well, we need to do it before it gets identified as a one of those bad places.
Conservative hot spots. Yeah,
this is true. I'm really concerned for you and Joey and other people that try to let people have thoughts of different persuasions, of different flavors, and just put them out there on the table, because I think where we're headed is that, you know, that you're going to be identified as someone, a voice that needs to be, you know,
silenced. Yeah.
And I'm serious. I mean, I'm concerned because I think they view this stuff as poison. I think they view it as toxic. And I think they want to bleach it out. And I think there are people right now thinking of how to do that. And, oh, that couldn't happen. No,
yeah, it can.
Yeah, it can, too. And it's something that starts, and it's like kudzu, and it will creep, and before you know it, where are those independent voices? And I'm just concerned. I just hope that voices like yours and Joey and other independent people can continue on, and because I've just got a gut feeling, and usually if you go with your gut, that something is coming this way. And I think whether it's coming from the Lincoln Project or other areas, they're putting the plan together to silence voices in the future.
I agree with that. I said that, what, almost 2 weeks ago now? Did you hear what Katie Couric and Eugene Robinson said?
I caught a little bit of it.
Let me play that for you. This is Katie Couric with Bill Maher and Eugene Robinson on, of all shows, Morning Joe. Do I not? There we go.
It's really bizarre, isn't it, when you think about how AWOL so many of these members of Congress have gotten. But I also think some of them are believing the garbage that they are being fed 24/7 on the internet by their constituents, and they bought into this big lie. And the question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
There are millions of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republicans, who somehow need to be deprogrammed. It's as if they are members of a cult, the Trumpist cult, and we have to be deprogrammed.
This is Dan Morris. I've been deprogrammed. This is the Dan Morris show.
See, well, I'm in a fun position though, guys, because they're going to try to run their deprogram on me for Trump cultism, but I'm part of a cult they don't even see on their radar.
Well, when you apply for a job and you are, what's your political affiliation when you apply for anything, and they ask you, we'll look back and we'll say, remember when you didn't have to do that? But anyway, I think it's interesting that this president is having to use and pay for expensive security, not wanting to use law enforcement from the FBI, Secret Service, local law enforcement to protect him, that he is now using expensive, pricey, outside security people.
You're talking about Trump?
No, I'm talking about Biden.
Oh.
Yeah, They're contracting with outside security companies to provide security because on the inner circle, because they don't trust law enforcement.
I haven't heard that.
Check it out. That's what's happening. And, you know, remember when Trump was spending money on his inauguration, they were saying, oh, he's going overboard, he's spending too much money and all this. Well, he's spending money on his inner circle security because, and this is what I'm hearing, because he doesn't trust the law enforcement circle around him.
When you talk about inner circle, you're talking about actually inside the White House?
In protecting him and his family. That's what I'm hearing.
I tell you what, I'm surprised the Secret Service hadn't jumped up on that one.
Well, if you think about it, who are these people that run these private security companies?
Yeah, they're former Secret Service people.
They're former Secret Service. They're former law enforcement. They're former, and some of them probably had been in the National Guard, been in the military. So, I mean, but, you know, that's a sad day when you don't trust, you know, people in uniform that took an oath to protect. I mean, it's just a sad day.
Well,
but anyway,
I want to see more information on that. If you have anything that's hard, I'd like to see that. I'll watch the video because I can look at them and tell whether they're Secret Service or something else.
Okay. I'll check my source and send it to you. Get back with you.
Thanks, Steve. You have a great day. Tell the captain my best regards.
As always, have a good day.
Bye. Becky Gerritsen, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, I am fuming mad, and my blood is boiling even more after you played that Katie Couric.
Oh, man. Wait till you hear Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
It's
just crazy. I am calling to tell you that I just called Kohl's and canceled my account and politely told them, you know, they asked why, and I said it's because you pulled Mike Lindell's MyPillow, and I will no longer be shopping at Kohl's. And I was very polite about it, and she just said, okay. I am extremely concerned at cancel culture and the censoring of free speech, and I implore everyone who's listening, Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond, Twitter, any of the others, if you're supporting them financially, stop. We are louder. There are more of us patriots that want free speech than there are the cancel culture. And corporations are too embedded with the left. They're too embedded with our government. And if we're going to have any sort of force of show, we have got to stop and say, no, we're not going to participate in this stupid cancel culture. And we don't like that you're pulling products. Think about Mike Lindell. When we had a shortage of masks, he stopped his production, retooled his machines, and made masks. And this is the thanks he's getting? You know, and then I hear about these re-education camps. And we still feel like we live in America. That will never happen here. Y'all better get off your butts and wake up because it is happening. All I can think about 24/7 is Nazi Germany. We are there, people, and they have control of everything. You know, they have control of the media. You have got to stand up now and make your voice heard. And Dan, we've got an event coming up on Monday at Bethel Worship Center from 6:30 to 8:00. It's called We the People Presentation. It's an Eagle Forum event. I want to invite everyone out. Wear your masks or don't wear your masks. If you are compromised, I understand you not wanting to come, but we're going to do our best to social distance and we're going to try to protect everyone. But it is time for us to be meeting in person, to be making connections, because they're taking away our ability to communicate. And I am extremely concerned about it. And you got to quit telling yourself we live in America and it can't happen. It's happening, and it's serious, and momentum is behind it. So I can hardly talk. I'm just so upset about it.
Well, you remember
and
what?
I appreciate you remember, everything that you're doing to
absolutely.
Get out to work.
You remember what Andy Andrews said? How do you kill 11 million people? You lie to them.
You lie to them. Yep. And that's exactly what's happening. And people, I just can't say enough. If we just sit back and say, oh, it'll never happen. Oh, it can't happen. This is America. It is happening.
Yep.
It is happening. And that's what they said back in Germany. Oh, this will never happen. I'll always, you know, have a job and I'll have all this safety. No, they didn't. They went into a horrible, terrible time with a dictator. And our government is, along with the corporations that are in bed with our government, are squelching our freedom of speech, which is the one thing we must have. So, Dan, I just can't believe it. But I just implore you, you can go to the Eagle Forum Facebook page or my personal page if you're my friend, and get the Kohl's number, Google the Kohl's number, and just say, hey, I'm canceling my credit card and I'm not going to shop with you. Do the same thing with Bed Bath & Beyond and any of the others that are putting politics before the product.
What did Bed Bath & Beyond do?
I don't have a card there. So I'm going to write their corporate office and just tell them I'm not shopping with you again until you turn this policy around. But this is crazy. Because he had a meeting at the White House because they don't like his politics. They pulled his product. I mean, and he was such a patriot. I just, American-made products, you know, it's just terrible. So, anyway, thank you for letting me vent.
Absolutely. Very cathartic to listen to the Dan Moore Show. I appreciate you, my dear.
Thank you.
Tell Eric I said hi. Going to a break. Coming back. Big Bird, you're up to bat next.
The Dan Moore Show.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Hey, it's Angel from Beauty and Beyond, and I want to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to advertise on Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped keep traffic coming to our location. We would like to thank the city for the support, and we also recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Don't forget, we have the drawings for Squeaky Farm Market on Friday, Mortgage Corporation in the South on Thursday. Let's go to Big Bird. Big Bird, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing? You doing well?
Doing good.
Well, I'm glad. I'm sitting here riding on my new Cooper tires I just got from Don Duncan's, and they're awesome.
There we go.
Yeah,
which Don Duncan did you go to?
Millbrook.
Good boy. That's the one.
I like those guys. They're very personable, and they go out of their way to help me out. And in spite of, you know, I've got some challenges physically, and so they're very attentive and very thoughtful. I really appreciate those guys a lot.
Yep, they're great folks.
Yeah. So anyway, and I got a heck of a price, too. So if you need tires, you better get out there while they still got them in your size.
I like that, like shoes.
Yes, sir.
You know that area has competition. They're blowing the competition away there.
Yeah, Don Duncan's really good. I mean, they're good people. I mean, I've known of them for a while, that I did business with them down in Montgomery a couple of times. But since they got a shop out here near me, they do just about everything for me. And I love them to death.
They're good.
I was just going to tell you, I'm going under the knife again February the 9th, so you might as well keep me on your prayer list, and I'll keep you on my prayer list for your chemo, and everything's going to be all good. This time they're putting in zippers so they don't have to cut every time.
I like that. So what are you going to do? Do you mind me asking you what you're going in for?
Yeah. They're going to replumb the artery on my right side of my chest up there, the right subclavian and the carotids and stuff. I've had surgery 15 years ago, and that's starting to break down, and they're real worried about it, so they're going to go in and redo it.
Good. Funny. It's like taking a car in for repairs now.
There you go. That's why I said they're going to have to put in a zipper.
Yeah.
But anyway, this thing scares me about these re-education camps and about this have to reprogram. I mean, you are hearing the same kind of stuff that you heard out of the Russia Iron Curtain and Chinese Bamboo Curtain and stuff that goes on now over there in China with the Uyghurs and all that kind of stuff. This is really, if you're not getting really scared, I don't care how liberal or conservative you are, if you're hearing this, you better wake up, because it is on you. It's on us. I mean, that's the main reason I'm having all these procedures done ASAP. I could have probably put them off a little while, but before, you know, I'm going to get them done before they screw up the healthcare system again, because I barely have insurance now. What I do have is pretty good stuff, and I'm not going. You know, I'm going to get it done while I still can.
There you go. Well,
go ahead. I was going to say, it scares me to death about all this stuff you're seeing going on with the re-education and the reprogramming and stuff. That's what you heard from Goebbels in Germany. That's what you heard from Lenin and Stalin over there in Russia. You know, and to me, it's like the Iron Curtain. You had the Iron Curtain and you had the Bamboo Curtain. Well, now it looks like we have the Digital Curtain.
Ooh, I like that phrase.
And that's the Digital Curtain is descending on this country.
Well,
and it's going to be bad.
The interesting part here is that if I hear one person say it, that's one thing. I hear another person say it, that's a different thing. But this is coming from all sorts of circles. I mean, I've seen it on, before I played that clip, I'd already seen it from several different people on MSNBC and CNN. But now we got Eugene Robinson and Katie Couric. Now, those are two, you moved up to a different level when you moved up to that.
Yeah, if you go back, you can use Google and just go Google and just do in there called American death camps or American gulags, USA gulags, that kind of stuff, and Google it up. They have these massive FEMA camps that they say are set up for shelters for people all over the country, and they're not in use right now, but they're all, you know, they got all the fences and all the access and everything set up to go. And that would be real convenient for them to convert those into re-education centers. And I'm just sitting there saying, you know, back then people used to say, well, you know, it was all conspiracy theory. Well, I'm starting to wonder about how much conspiracy was there and how much is really coming.
Do they have a sucker feel?
I'd be scared. Do they have a what?
Do they have a sucker feel? Like one time?
I don't think they have a sucker field, no.
Joey, can we get a bunk together?
Yeah, and I would love idea that we need to go to a re-education camp to disabuse us from the notion that these re-education camps exist.
Yeah, that scares me about, you know, what? Who's going to be the minister of truth when that comes out?
AOC.
Well, listen, Brother Dan, I just wanted to brag on one of your supporters there, Don Duncan.
I appreciate that. He's a great guy.
Yeah, and Yeah, no, I appreciate you all a lot, and thanks for your prayers, and I'm keeping you in my prayers, brother, and I'm hoping you do well.
Thank you.
And just keep in touch and let me know how you're hanging in there, but as long as I hear you on the radio, I'm feeling okay.
There you go, my friend. You have a good one.
Yes, sir. Beautiful day to you, too.
Thanks. Nancy, welcome to the Dan Morris Show.
I was just calling to get on the two drawings, the Sweet Creek and the Mortgage Company of the South.
So you're not calling to talk to me?
Well, I am. I'm calling to talk to you about COVID. I woke up this morning with a sore throat. I don't have a fever. I have emphysema, so I'm thinking I better go get tested pretty quick. What do y'all think? Should I wait till I have a fever?
Well, it, the shot seems to be available. How old are you, Nancy? Do you mind me asking?
I'm 68.
Yeah, you're too young.
Because I know.
The governor wants you to be older than that. I would wait until you have something more symptomatic than just a sore throat.
Well, that's what I was.
I mean, sore throat can be, breaking down leaves. It can be pollen. It can be, ragweed. Well, it can be all sorts of things.
I smoke, so I've been going outside in the cold to smoke, and I'm wondering if I just got cold from being, going in and out of the heat and the cold and the heat and cold.
Yeah, I'll do it to you.
That's possible. So that's what I'm hoping I got.
Yeah, I would wait until you're more symptomatic than just a sore throat. And also a great hit of scotch will solve that problem. Nancy, give me your month and day of birth.
10-3.
You stay in contact with us and let us know what happens.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Nancy's in for the drawing. Can I fit T-Spear in here? Yeah. T-Spear, we don't have a lot of time, but I'll hold you over if you'd like.
Well, I'm good, because while you're gone, then maybe you can check this out. Breaking news on the Daily Mail out of England. Mitch McConnell says Donald Trump provoked the MAGA right, and the red mob was fed lies and dramatic denunciation of president on the floor of the Senate. And this just happened a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I saw the Mitch McConnell statement earlier this morning, and I was kind of wondering about that, because I'd like to get the complete context of it.
Absolutely disgusted. I promise not to do a rant. I'm not going to go too long. But the people of each one of these states, these individuals that have turned their back upon the people of this country, they need to be revoking Mitch McConnell as being their representative, and they need to be putting somebody in who is representative of them and of the Republican Party. This is absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I'd say deplorable, but I'm sorry, I'm a proud deplorable. Anyway, I wanted to do a T-shirt that says deplorable with a single line marked through it, and then domestic terrorist underneath it. But I was afraid that there would be too many people that would absolutely trigger. They wouldn't be able to deal with the sarcasm from it. So
That would trigger some people, without a doubt.
Yeah, it would. Thanks again. Becky is spot on with her statements earlier, as she always is. And people need to be in touch with their representatives, because what's going on in Washington now is not what we want to lead our lives following from this day forward. This is horrible. Absolutely horrible. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Appreciate all you do.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. You have a great day.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to the top of our break. I'm back to Carol and hopefully others. 272-9228. We'll be right back.
Just might find it's just-